Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jay. Another shout out to those sponsors for the Giving Tree. Steel Bros Heating and Cooling. Let's see here. Dave and Buster's. That's where we'll hold the event next week. And Reiki Brothers.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people giving up gift cards
and,
to the families,
I think
too.
You're milk people.
Longmont Dairy.
Yeah.
Longmont Dairy. They do a great job, too.
You guys, I'm about ready to lose my mind. Can I just read you something?
Yeah.
Okay. So remember that really fun brunch I went to?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let me just read this really quick. I just got this. Good morning, everybody. Thank you all for coming on Tuesday. This truly is one of my favorite days of the year. So next year is also a late Thanksgiving. I'm looking at the same week as this year for a brunch. Does December 9th, 10th, or 11th, 2025 work for everyone? If there's someday of the week that doesn't work, let me know. If all those days are currently open for everyone, I'll go with the Tuesday again and do December 9th. Merry Christmas. Install. And then everybody starts writing, I can do Tuesday the 9th. Oh, I said, I wrote, it works for me. I'm off on Monday, somebody wrote. So they go on and on, right? My phone, you can hear it, it's blown up, right? So finally, bitchy Kelly, my neighbor, says, hey, I'm just trying to get through December 2024.
I feel that. I feel it.
Well, I'm looking at my calendar. I'm booked that day. Can she change it? Can you tell her that BJ's booked on that day in 2025?
Oh my God.
It's been three days since
yes,
you guys had that?
Yeah, we had Tuesday. It was Tuesday. Oh my God. Planners are amazing people to me. Yeah. You're a planner, Carson. I mean, you're like kind of joking, but you have your oil changes on a freaking calendar.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah, I do plan in advance for that, but man, that's on another level. I'm not even that big of a planner, though.
No, that would be like you going to get an oil change and then booking the next one at the same time.
He does that.
I do that.
So you're booking it before you even...
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
But you do it by mileage. How do you know you're going to need it by then?
Well, it's just, so you know how they put that sticker on your windshield and it's like a guesstimate? So I guesstimate that and I'm like, I'll probably fall around this date. And then I just save the date.
Well, this is even worse because they're picking a specific date and time in 2025 to throw this party.
Hey, so don't forget, everybody, there's a brunch on December 9th next year.
I'll put it on my calendar so I know that
I'm booked. I've got a hair appointment.
I don't even know what's going on like today. I couldn't even tell you although I will tell you that my boss, I love our boss. He's our general manager and he's a big hunter. He walks in and he's like, are you really buying a shotgun? I said, I am. He goes, all right, come down after the show and I'll tell you what you should buy. I'm like, I love you, man.
That is awesome. You got an expert in-house.
Exactly.
Good tips.
I know, with your boss.
Yeah. All right, it broke yesterday. I guess they bought the property for the new Buc-ee's down in Palmer Lake. People aren't happy about it.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
I thought they refused it.
So they approved. Yeah, it was a 4-1 vote, and they approved the annex. So Buc-ee's is entitled to buying that space.
Yep, they're going to move
because they have a school bus up there. Have you seen the school bus?
Where?
Yeah.
They parked a school bus right where that property
is. It's got the Buc-ee's Beaver logo, and it's got X's all over it.
No Buc-ee's.
Yeah, they're not happy.
So the people that are against it, park the bus
there? People are so mad about these Buc-ee's.
I saw these people talking about it on TV. Here's the report on it.
The Palmer Lake Board of Trustees approving a controversial plan paving the way for Colorado's second Buc-ee's. This happened just minutes ago.
And many people living in that area pushing back against the mega gas station known for having hundreds of pumps, saying it would ruin their quiet town.
Now the rest stop can now annex the land west of I-25 on County Line Road. Fox 31's Greg Nieto was at the Palmer Lake Town Hall meeting tonight and has brand new reaction for us live. Greg?
The majority of Palmer Lake residents and those from surrounding cities and towns say they don't want a Buc-ee's like the one up in Johnstown. There were a handful, though, who say they would be in favor. Let's hear from both.
You know, there's no fire hydrants there, so it's obviously a fire risk. Somebody throwing a cigarette butt out the window, whatever, car, gas pump catching on fire, more traffic is going to increase those chances.
As a Palmer Lake property owner, this is very important that you critically consider approving this and accepting this. It'll be the best thing for our town. There will be a lot of outside extraneous influence, as you can see.
The fight is on.
I like Palmer Lake. I like the little town feel. You know, but I'm like a little town person. I think they should have put it in Pueblo because that's like the next stop for
me. I'm with you. I'm with you. I think it's going to change that area for good. I mean, it's gone as far as what you have today. Now, progress, can you stop it? I don't know. I mean, I see both sides of this argument.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. I think they could have moved it on down just a little bit further so it doesn't impact that area as much.
And there's nothing in Pueblo. That would be great for Pueblo.
Yeah, we have enough Buc-ee's. We got one north.
Pueblo, super south. That would be great.
Yeah, and I like Buc-ee's. Don't get me wrong. We love Buc-ee's. But I don't know, man. It's going to really change that area. Those people are fighting. But, you know, I guess they voted for the annex yesterday. They're looking at money because that money is going to be huge for that area. Mm-hmm. Mm. It's all about the money, Jenny. It's all about the money.
Yeah. Money.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. Whoa.
Hey.
A plug.
Oh, gotcha. We're getting complaints.
Yeah, got to get the plug in there.
We're getting a lot
for
of complaints.
What?
I guess the app is screwed up. It says, what's up with all the commercials in Spanish? Yeah. I've heard at least four this morning. And somebody said, WTF.
Oh.
Whoa. Can anyone explain to me why they keep playing the same exact commercial in Spanish over and over and over and over? I cannot.
I listened on the app when I was in Hawaii, and it worked perfectly fine for me. Now, there are a couple of things that you can do. Like if you've got a VPN turned on your phone, it can give you something from another area. So there's a lot of different reasons
Apparently, their VPN is in Mexico.
Could be.
Could be.
All right. We have the judge talking to Morgan Wallen. If you want to hear that.
Oh, I'd like to hear it. Yeah.
All right. So Morgan Wallen, as you know, a big country act, right? He's in a Nashville bar. He's up in the... what is it called? The upper level up there?
His sixth floor.
Yeah. And he throws some chairs out over the balcony.
Like Chief's Bar? The Chief's Bar?
I don't know.
No, his bar is this bar, and this was at Eric Church's bar.
Which isn't it called Chief's Bar or something?
It might be.
I don't know. I don't know. He's on
Didn't
the
mean
upper
to throw
deck.
Anybody off.
Yeah. Right. He's up on the upper deck and he throws a couple of chairs off and they come very close to hitting some police officers on the street. Well, he finally went in front of a judge. I mean, obviously he was drunk, right? But he went in front of a judge yesterday.
I understand that you are entering a plea of guilty to two counts of reckless endangerment. You will receive a sentence of 11 months and 29 days, all suspended except 7 days incarceration, which will be served at a DUI education center. The remainder of that sentence will be served on supervised probation. These counts run consecutive to each other, that is, one after the other, for an effective sentence of 2 years.
They said he had a smirk on his face.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Oh.
That he was like defying the judge or something with
okay,
a big smirk.
But I still say, I mean, I know I asked this and we don't know the answer, but because it's alcohol related, is yep. his probation, does it mean, because she didn't say it. She just said probation, but I don't know if it means that he can't drink, because I think that like just last night after the sentencing, he probably broke his probation if it says don't drink.
You're probably yeah. right. Now, here's the thing though, Jamie, with what you're asking there, I would say 80% chance, 90% chance that it is alcohol banned for the next 2 years, that he will have to test, go, you know, whiz in a cup, all that. And they'll have to test him and make sure that he doesn't drink. If he does drink, according to what we just heard there, he has to go to jail, mandatory. 1 year.
Yeah.
So if he takes one beer and gets busted, he's off to jail for a year.
So what I'm saying is if it's related to a DUI, which this is, a DUI related incident.
But he didn't get a DUI, did he?
No.
That's driving.
No. But it's still
alcohol
under
related.
The influence, alcohol related yeah. or okay. domestic violence, then you have to sustain from drinking.
He can't.
During the time.
He can't.
Yeah.
Now every.
No, listen, he can't.
Every state is different. Okay, so
yeah,
you got to look up Tennessee law yeah. because that's where this happened, right? Nashville, yeah. is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so
at the Chiefs bar,
I'm with Jamie. Yeah. I think he's gonna screw it up.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
I really do. I mean, this guy's gonna go out on the road. He's gonna do the concerts. He's gonna think that man, he doesn't have to test for a few days, and why not have a beer here and there?
It says in Tennessee, yes, standard condition of probation in Tennessee. Is to abstain from alcohol or any controlled substance.
You guys, everybody say bye to Morgan Wallen.
Morgan Wallen, he's going to the pokey.
He is such a hardcore alcoholic.
He loves to party. Really
well,
does.
I feel like he's a little even over that.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I mean, he's making bad decisions. So I'm telling you right now, that guy is going to jail for a year.
I agree with you. I think he's going to have a very difficult time. And according to what she said up front, that you do have a sentence that was 11 months and 20-something days, mm-hmm. which means 1 year. 1 year, that's if you break this, if you violate this probation that we're putting you on.
He's on tour
he's
right now, isn't
time.
He?
No, it ended.
It ended?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
But because... you got to figure in the next 2 years he's going to be back out there. He's not going to put his career on hold, right,
man.
For 2 years.
What a shame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, can't be throwing chairs.
I really liked him, too.
He was on fire, too.
Yeah.
Is he the same guy that got in trouble for that?
Yep.
Yeah. He made some comments that were racist or something.
Oh, were they?
And he got through that.
Somehow.
And I don't understand.
And then his tour kicked off, and his tour was so successful.
Well, and they thought it should have been a career ender, really.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly.
Yeah,
right?
To say that word and then not. Yeah,
and,
that's
right?
Insane.
And he was drunk,
yes.
right?
Yeah,
when he released
was.
Those videos that had that the language
yes.
on there,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
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 He's got a problem.
He does have a problem.
He's got a problem.
And I feel like if you can go see him fast, because I feel like he's going away for a year.
Yeah, but we'll be able to go see him there. They'll have him housed.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe
yeah, we can go to, it's a one-stop shop once he goes to the big house.
He'll be like the new Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
It's like a residency.
Folsom Prison.
BJ and Jimmy.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jimmy, Morning Show. Lady Gaga.
Man,
Bruno Mars.
We were just talking about Morgan Wallen. There's all, I mean, everybody's talking about this Morgan Wallen thing because Barstool Sports just like went off on it. So in case you don't know, he was sentenced to 2 years probation, 7 days in a rehab facility, and a $350 fine.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so they're like, okay, first of all, you send a guy to rehab for 7 days. Who does 7 days in a rehab and gets any kind of anything out of it?
Yeah.
Right? Number one. Number two, the charge was for, it wasn't anything alcohol related.
Reckless endangerment.
Yeah, reckless endangerment. So that's not even alcohol related. So why did you send him to rehab?
Yeah, that's a weird, I can't draw the line with those two.
Well, that's what they're saying is because they didn't want to send him to jail. They wanted to send him to a cush place. And a nice little rehab thing for 7 days instead of jail is better than having him.
And it's also weird that they're sending him to that rehab place for alcohol, but it's not an alcohol-related incident.
I just
that he
said
got
that.
Oh. But it's not really rehab. The
DUI
facility is a holding
yeah.
facility. That's
yeah.
all it is.
It's
not even rehab. It's not even rehab. It's holding. I'm surprised he didn't put an ankle monitor on him and just send him home. and lock him up at his house. Okay?
Yeah, for 7 days.
Yeah. And because that's basically what they're doing. They're just trying to give him his 7 days without being in jail. He's at another facility. That's all it is. But this guy obviously has a problem. But it appears that with the charge that you're talking about, Jamie, that he can still drink. Is that what we're saying?
Okay. Now. So that whole long-winded thing I said about there's no way he's going to not drink for 2 years.
Yeah.
It just erased that. I just wasted everybody's time.
And I had no idea, but Jamie is right, because when we listened to the judge just a few minutes ago, she never said that you also have to go through UA testing, which is the urine analysis. Yeah. That she never said that, so therefore that was not on the table.
Yeah, so now, and he'll be fine, you guys. He can go back on tour and stuff, but people are mocking the $350. They are mocking the fact that he's going to a rehab facility, which is just a nice little luxury place for 7 days. And that it's kind of all just annoying and a joke.
He did throw the chair, and it could have killed, could have really hurt somebody
bad.
Well,
it's so crowded down there.
Yeah, you know? I get it.
But
it didn't. So I kind of see where he got, you know, the sentence that he got.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess he got a DUI in 2016, but it was dropped. Shocker.
Okay.
And then in 2020, he was charged with public intoxication. Yeah. And now we're at 2023. Did it happen or was it 2024?
Yeah. No, it was 2023. I'm just surprised that with all these alcohol-related incidents that he's been, you know, paired with and gotten busted for, that they're not bringing him down harder on this.
Well, they said what the judge did, in fact, is create a new country song for him that's going to make him millions.
Yeah. More than likely.
Something about being in rehab.
Yeah. 7 days in rehab. Yeah, that's what it'll be called.
7 days in rehab.
The DUI facility. Well.
I need a drink real bad. And I feel... that was Folsom Prison.
By the way, speaking of a song, did you notice this morning, now Spadil's not in here. He went downstairs because somebody's dropping off some presents for the giving tree. Did you notice how upset he was over Will Smith's language in his new song this morning? He was so disappointed in Will Smith. He went off on this for 10 or 15 minutes here in the studio.
He's not lying.
This is like 6:15 this morning. I said to Spadil, now I hadn't heard the song, okay?
Yeah.
Just to be fair. And I said, Spadil, I think there's a new song out, okay?
By Will Smith.
And then, yeah, and he had a problem finding it and whatnot. But then when he found it, Jimmy, you were here.
I was here. I witnessed what BJ is talking about. He's not lying. He's like, you know, the thing with Will Smith is he's always promised never on his rap songs or anything to ever cuss, and that's been his go-to. He must have said the F word 14 times.
I'm scared to play this.
I know. I hope he got it.
I mean, I remember when Will Smith used to just get jiggy with it. He didn't use the F word. He just got jiggy with
it. He did get jiggy with it.
And then Spadil came in this morning. He was appalled by this song. All right, here we go. Hopefully he's got it bleeped out if that's the case. Here we go. This is Will Smith out this morning.
Back on my journey, I'm taking my chances. Searching and questioning, looking for answers. Hoping this medicine heal all the damage. My inner child keep throwing a tantrum. Why does my ego keep holding me ransom? Why does my fear control me at random? Life can get ugly, but... and I'm handsome.
Oh, my head.
that was one.
Yeah. Well, there's more, I guess.
You heard about some of them. This is gonna make my heart bang like a rubber drum. I will not sugarcoat this stuff with bubblegum. Going through troubles. I hate what the trouble done. I hate to be the thing that people suffer from.
I don't know if I can take Will Smith as a rapper anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just doesn't seem straight to me.
Even Selena Gomez said, I'm too old to be pop.
Yeah.
That's Selena Gomez, you know?
I agree.
Right?
I agree. I mean, you reach a point, you know.
Although,
I mean, you gotta figure.
Although, who's coming? What's his name? He's coming out with a new album today. It dropped
Dr.
today.
Dr. Dre.
Yeah, and
yeah,
so
I saw
I mean,
that.
He's not
he
too
and
old.
Snoop.
He
yeah,
Snoop,
they're
yep.
not too old though.
No.
Like when you're legends like that, you know.
Yeah,
you're
Snoop's
allowed
definitely
to.
Not out of style.
No.
Yeah.
No, so those, I have mad respect for. Will he? I mean, listen, he just didn't. He's the Fresh Prince of Bel Air, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Always in my heart.
He lost his street cred a long time ago. Yeah, he's highfalutin Beverly Hills to me.
Yeah, but know. I will say, oh my God, the most overused phrase of 2024 was keep whoever out of your mouth. Like everybody said it. Everybody on Real
keep
House.
What?
So remember when he smacked what's his name, and he said, "You keep my wife, you out of your mouth,
out of your mouth,
out of your mouth." Well, on Real Housewives of every county, if somebody's mad at somebody, he's like, "You keep my kids' names out of your mouth." Like,
no kidding.
Everybody's using it. It's just been overplayed. So it's like, okay.
We get it.
Yeah.
All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.